Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. Apologize for getting on a little late today. I guess this cool weather's got me sleeping in. It's turning off fall here just in a flip of a switch, isn't it? And it looks like over the weekend we may get a little frost, which is maybe just a little bit later than usual. Typically somewhere between the 10th and the 15th of October, we'll get our first frost. But here we are going into the weekend of the 25th. So maybe the earth's tilted just a little bit less than it typically does, or a little more. I'm not sure which one that is. Well, in a sad note, services will be Friday afternoon at Gilbert Funeral Home for Bruce Johnson, the Tulu man, age 63, who died in that tractor accident down on Highway 297 over the weekend. Just a beloved neighbor, a volunteer firefighter, and he worked at Parfor Plastics, but it's been a tough week for the folks down around Tulu dealing with Bruce's passing. Well, on Monday night at the Marion City Council meeting, the leaders passed their final version of a sweeping nuisance and animal ordinance that bans all kinds of creatures, hogs, chickens, and other livestock inside the city limits. The regulation also tightens rules on barns, stockyards, any type of animal enclosure. And it probably most significantly adds steeper fines for code violations such as junk vehicles, unkept lawns, high weeds, and the such. These fines range from $25 to $400, and some have administrative fees as high as $185 per case. So pay attention to these. It's all part of the city's broader plan to clean up town. They've made a pointed effort to really beef up code enforcement. They've hired a new code enforcement officer. And each passing meeting now, things get a little bit clearer as to how this is going to all come into focus. Even the county's kind of getting in on the deal. They're talking about similar ordinance out in the community, out in the county. And there will be actually a meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the county office complex where county leaders will take a look at a very broad nuisance and safety type ordinance, somewhat similar to one that already exists in the city. We're going to take a short break and be right back after this message from one of our sponsors.
I turned 16 about 2 years ago, and like most girls my age, I know nothing about cars. When my check engine light pops up, my dad always says the same thing, take it to Duncan's. At Duncan's Service Center, Lacey, Nick, and Junior always take care of me. Whether it's a flat tire, a weird noise, or just an oil change, they make sure I'm back on the road in no time. Duncan's carries new and used tires, does tire repairs, and handles all types of automotive diagnostics and repairs. You'll find them at Marion's busiest intersection, Main and Gum Streets, right where help's always nearby. Duncan Service Center, where service still means something.
And of course, those of you who follow local news know that the jail has been under a great deal of scrutiny lately by the fiscal court, and the financial struggles continue. Although the jail did post a month in the black in September, according to the latest report, but there was an article published by the Kentucky Association of Counties back late in September, noting that many rural jails face unsustainable operating models. That is far more reaching than here in Crittenden County. And there's some legislation that the Kentucky Association of Counties is putting together to present to the General Assembly the first of the year when legislators convene in Frankfort. And hopefully that's going to perhaps get the can started moving down the road, so to speak, on some reform so that these county jails and regional jails like ours can expect some adequate funding for housing and medical and all sorts of costs that they face, because this is a wider spread problem than just in Marion, Kentucky. Big event at Foes Hall coming up this weekend, the Foes Hall Gala. It's going to kick off with appetizers at 6:30, dinner at 7, and then the program at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are required, and this is a huge event where the Chamber of Commerce doles out its community awards each year. And it's a black tie event, a very, very nice program. Cutter Singleton is going to be the master of ceremonies this year. So can't wait to see who gets all the big awards. The Legacy Award is probably the pinnacle of the awards. So looking forward to that event over the weekend. And speaking of Legacy Award, last year's Legacy Award winner, Judge Alan Stout, of course, Alan is a bankruptcy judge, federal judge, based up in Louisville, and he will be retiring on Friday. There will be a ceremony in Louisville to mark his retirement. And I'm sure we'll end up doing something back here for Alan. Of course, Alan was a county attorney in Crittenden County, practiced law here, longest serving county attorney in the history of Crittenden County. He was in that office for 21 years. So congratulations to Judge Alan Stout in his retirement, which gets underway this weekend. Good for him. Of course, Christmas is just around the corner, and registration for families and seniors who would like to participate in the community Christmas program begins on Thursday, November 7th. That will be from 9 to 5 o'clock out at the Crittenden County Extension Office Annex. Organizers hope to reach more seniors this year. Only 4 took part in the program last year. They'll also be needing some volunteers to help with distribution and all sorts of facets of that program. So if you're interested, give them a shout over at Marion Baptist Church. They're putting that together. So looking for volunteers. And with cold weather moving in, the LIHEAP program, it's an energy assistance program, that's an acronym, LIHEAP, L-I-H-E-A-P, and what that stands for is unimportant at this time, but what is important is that starting November 3rd, anyone who might need assistance paying heating bills over the winter can sign up for that program, and you do that down at the PACS office. That's of course, down at the old former health department down on North Walker Street, just down the road from Foes Hall. Last month, Riverview Park Campground had 48 camping nights in September. And as you know, those figures have been down all summer because the bridge is out on the highway between 91, Kentucky 91 and Riverview Park. But good news, just this week they started pouring the deck for that. Anticipation is that that bridge will be completed sometime over the next 3 or 4 weeks. So good news for Riverview Park and all the folks who like to go down there. And of course the boat launching ramp is there. It's just been kind of quiet down there over this summer while that bridge has been out. And as a reminder, the bridge down in the south part of Crittenden County on 297 has been, 295, is now back open between Dykesburg and Eddyville. Now, it's my understanding that the bridge on Kentucky 120, that's the one there at the county line, the Crittenden County, Webster County line between Marion and Providence, it's my understanding it was reduced to 8-ton limit this week. Not sure exactly what's going on there because they redid those bridges not too long ago, maybe last year, year before. So I'll be looking into that and see what's going on. There's a series of bridges there. Was it maybe three of them? And I know they did the work on two of them, but again, I'm just not real sure on that. But I heard that from the school transportation director, so I'm still in the process of checking that out. But just be aware that bridge is likely down to 8-ton limit now. And for any of you folks who are interested in running for public office, there will be another Board of Elections workshop for prospective candidates. That will be on Thursday, November 6th. It will be at 6 p.m. out at the county office complex. There will be folks there, in particular County Clerk Daryl Tabor, that will be advising individuals on how they fill out their paperwork, how much money they can or cannot raise, how they can raise it, disclosure type forms, the ethics form they'll need to be filling out at least once elected. That's a very important meeting if you have any intentions of running for public office. It'll save you a lot of time, I promise you. And in some regional news, Union County Schools are building a new tennis court, a multi-purpose wrestling and training facility on the campus there, this side of Morganfield. It's all part of a big facilities upgrade plan. Then down in Livingston County, high school educator Amy Hancock has earned the National Skills USA Statesman Award for Leadership and Career Education and Achievement. Over in Eddyville, meanwhile, the Eddyville Riverport, that's Amanda Davenport, is the director over there. A lot of you know her. She's been involved with economic development around in the area for quite some time. But they've garnered a big grant for infrastructure improvement and millions of dollars. So all this, you can read more in this week's Crittenden Press. And we'll be right back in just a moment with some sports.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Now in local sports, what a week for Rocket Nation. You know, Crittenden County's volleyball squad claimed its 8th straight district championship. Let that sink in. 8 straight years in a row, the Lady Rockets have won the district championship. No other sport in Crittenden County High School history has ever won that many championships. That's twice as many as any other program has ever won consecutively. The baseball team once won 4 district championships in a row, and the football team once won 4 district championships in a row. But never has any sport been able to do that 8 straight times. Quite remarkable, particularly for a small school. Our volleyball program, one of the best in the region. And it also marks the 44th consecutive win. The victory, of course, was against Livingston Central in the championship game. That was on Tuesday. at Rocket Arena, but 44 straight wins against district opponents dating back to 2017. Lila Shear was named 5th District Player of the Year. Congratulations to Lila Shear. And her teammates, Braylon Merrill, Maddie Harrell, Lacey Boone, and Grayson Travis, each were named to the All-District team. On Friday night, big game out here at Rocket Stadium. Crittenden County's preparing for a showdown against arch rival Caldwell County with district playoff seeding on the line. Yep, if the Rockets can win this football game, they will host a first-round playoff game, which is obviously very key to chances moving in, further into the playoff system in the fall. The playoffs will begin 2 weeks from Friday night, and if Crittenden wins this, they'll be here at home. If they cannot get past Caldwell County, then they'll be on the road and will be up the other side of Owensboro, it looks like, at Hancock County for the first round of the playoffs. So very big game this weekend. Rockets are on a roll, won 5 of their last 6 games. Won that, of course, that big comeback last week at Fort Campbell. And also Friday night, tailgate for the classes of 1985 and 1986. So if you're an 85 or 86 graduate of Crittenden County High School, there will be a reunion type event in the end zone there next to Rocket Arena. And also the 1985 state championship team will also be gathering for what's that? Gosh, how many years is that now? 40 years ago. Wow, that's a long time ago, and it seems like just yesterday, but 40 years ago, and they'll be celebrating that 40-year anniversary of the 1985 state championship team, again, next to Rocket Arena. Come on out, bring a chair, bring your drinks, and a side dish. Meat will be provided for that event. And then on Saturday morning, the Crittenden County cross country team will be heading down to Russellville to participate in the Class A First Region meet. That will take place in the morning, and it's, of course, 5K race, 3.1 miles is what these kids run. Boys and girls teams will both be down at Russellville on Saturday, hoping to get some berths in the state finals that will be held up in Lexington. And lastly, Reedland graduate Matt Cornwell, who lives here now in Crittenden County, has been named head coach of Crittenden County's new middle school baseball program that will be starting this spring. So that's a wrap on today's program. Again, you can find more details to these and other stories and events in Crittenden County by picking up your Crittenden Press each week. And if you're interested in subscribing, just go online to our website, hit the subscribe button, and if you would like a free trial of the digital version, just send a text that says free newspaper and send that to 270-965-3191, and we'll shoot you a free newspaper, and you can take a look at the digital version. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.